So I'm excited to present Rashi Saxena and take it away.
Thank you, everyone. I hope you're doing well. I'm from the Accessibility Lab. We look at enhancing the lives of persons with disabilities and promote the digital rights because everyone should have access to vital applications and digital tools. Without accessibility, there's not really a way we can protect the security of people, especially exposing them to the risks that they have. So we try to ensure that web interfaces are available, they're functional, and they're also compatible with all of the ongoing assistive devices. I will also be showing you a few examples of them to understand it. And this talk is more like talking about why accessibility audits are necessary and should be seen as essential security components in addition to security and usability audits, because there's always an or there's always a lot of interchangeability in our community that people say, hey, I'm doing usability, so usability has a few components of accessibility, so we can ignore accessibility, or don't do accessibility because it has security risks, or don't do usability. But all of them are equally important, and I'll probably, with the limited time I have, touch upon a few basic aspects. So what are some of the benefits of accessibility? And this slide changes based on who we're talking to, of course. We, as a service provider and vendor, we provide accessibility services across the board. We do it specifically with open source tools because open source tools are usually under-resourced and underfunded, but open source tools are free and available for everyone, so they should be ideally more adaptable and accessible to people. They're free, free from the different costs and licensing. So yes, we work a lot with different open source tools. Of course, it helps with social responsibility. As I mentioned, it helps and having a competitive advantage. So if you are accessible in XYZ different languages and you're accessible with different features, 25% of the world suffers from some sort of a disability. It can be hidden or otherwise. 1 in 7 people have some sort of a disability that can be permanent, semi-permanent. It could also happen that you've something you can develop a lot later in life. Of course, it helps with SEO positioning and compatibility for all the private sector companies here. And more importantly, complies with legislation. We are at a time where the EU Disability Act, I mean, which has been there have been certain aspects where public sector has to be compliant, but then this benefit also moves more towards private sector companies and other organizations that would also need to comply. A very important component is, of course, autonomy. A lot of people enjoy the independence of operating on their own, accessing a website to buy food, accessing a website to buy something online, livelihoods. A lot of them enjoy the dignity that they rightly so should. And improving certain aspects of accessibility, or at least talking about it, would go a long way. We also talk about security, ensuring that accessible services online are efficient and also secure, and of course allow secure options for everyday tasks, especially when we live in an anxiety of a lot of cyber scams. I mean, I come from India where we have a lot of cyber scams, a lot of people getting duped for the wrong thing. So there is general apprehension of using online services. So yeah, there should be provisions made without compromising security, which is, of course, a delicate balance. And yeah, essentially, we're looking at increasing the number of users that we have. When we talk about web accessibility, digital accessibility, and yeah, who do you think is more accessible? Do you think websites are more accessible or applications are more accessible? Why are websites more accessible?
I think to avoid installing apps.
Okay. Anyone else?
Because you only have like two vendors almost, so if your app isn't on one of them, like you can't access it, so whereas if I just have a browser, it's
okay. Yeah. Someone, yeah, go ahead.
I'm actually going to say applications, because they have, to some degree, they have to follow the standard libraries that come with the operating system, so tools like screen readers and such are already made to work for this, but there are many ways in which you can design a website that does not work with those tools.